This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Goltz. As we began our study of Romans 11, we gave the chapter the title, The Mystery of God's Master Plan. As the key verse for the chapter, we chose verse 32. Next, we need to identify the significant truth found in this chapter. I shared in an earlier visit that in chapter 11, we will see Paul explaining how redemption came to the Gentile world as a result of Israel's rejection of God's plan. But he also points out that the rest of the story as it unfolds will see Israel returning to God and his salvation. To us, it might get pretty confusing. With God, it is a creative strategy that goes beyond the conundrum we see in it. Add to that, God has a plan to reach out to the Gentile world and use them to be an incongruous incentive to bring the Israelites back to God. Now, doesn't that boggle your mind? The gospel is made available to the Gentiles because the Israelites rejected it as a nation. Now the life-transforming experience of the Gentiles who believe becomes what God uses to induce the Israelites to reconsider his offer of grace. The more I reflected on this seeming conundrum, I developed what I thought was the significant truth found in this chapter. It is this. God knows how to bring people and nations to himself. He is able to do this, and he will do this. Though Paul tried his best to explain this significant truth, he was so captivated by the majesty and mystery of it all, he broke into a song of praise, acknowledging, "Oh, the depth of the riches of the wisdom and knowledge of God! How unsearchable his judgments and his paths beyond tracing out!" If you'd like to do further review, go to my website, gettinggodsmessage.org.